Welcome back to today's Laley Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. It was a disappointing weekend for Simpson Storm softball. They hosted Co for an American Rivers Conference doubleheader, and one win would have gotten them an American Rivers Conference championship. They were swept by the Cohawks on Saturday, losing 8-5 in 10 innings in Game 1 and then 4-3 in Game 2. And just not a lot worked for the Storm all weekend long. I got a chance to catch up with head coach Brent Mathias, and we talk about what the Storm need to fix going into the American Rivers Conference Tournament in 2 weeks on today's Laley Radio Sports Page. The outcomes you were looking for today, just never really got things going offensively, defensively, pitching, I think, was what you could ask for, but just not the way Simpson wanted to play.
Yeah, all glory to God, win or lose, we're here for a reason. Today, just, you know, credit to Co. They did a nice job coming and really punching us around. We didn't respond very well. We out-hit them that second game, but we just couldn't get runs to score. We had that sixth inning with bases loaded, nobody out. Couldn't take care of that. Co did play very well, but we did not help ourselves. We had some base running errors. We had some defensive errors. We had to play with two errors in one play. So it's just, you know, we've got to figure it out. And we used to be pretty good, and now I don't know what happened. So we're going to have to try to figure it out. We'll give them tomorrow off, and then we'll be back at it Monday.
I know, again, the game had big stakes, but you're not worried about that because, you know, come what may, you're going to the American Rivers Conference Tournament. But Co is just a team that I think knew what they wanted to do today, and Simpson didn't play Simpson softball all day.
No, and, you know, credit to Jake and his staff. They took us out of some of our game plans, but we just didn't execute. I mean, we've got players that, need to do a better job, and I'm not calling anybody out. It's a team loss, and we just did not play very well. And that's the thing I'm most disappointed about is it's not so much the losses. You know, when you lose and you play really well, you're like, ooh, tip your cap. And, you know, I still tip my cap to Co and their ball club, but we did not play well. And so I always say coaches get losses, players get wins, and I got two around my neck, and I'm going to try to figure it out because we got to figure something out because Monday is going to be here soon, and we've got a week to figure it out. And then we've got graduation, then we've got Cornell on Sunday. And then the conference tournament, and I have no idea who's hosting, who's winning, and all that kind of good stuff. So we'll get back at it Monday, God willing. Give us a couple more days because I don't want to end my life on these two bad days.
Well, I'll fill you in of all the conference action when we're off the air. But
yeah.
It was a wild day in ARC play, to say the very least. But what worked a little bit here today? I thought very patient at bats. I didn't count them up for game two, but I think it was about 24 two-strike fouls in game one, despite, I think, 8 strikeouts against the Storm.
Yeah.
You were staying alive against some pitching that had a good day today.
Yeah, all their pitchers had a really good good day. They took us out of it. I'm sour, I mean, but it's like taking a car to the mechanic and you got a bunch of things that you need to fix. So what's the most important thing we can fix? And I'm not sure what it is yet. Pitching, you know, all those runs in the four runs that were scored in the second game were with two outs. So I'm just like, I don't know if that's really, you know, pitching, hitting. We out-hit them the second game. Defense, I would probably say, is something we need to polish up because we made a lot of mistakes defensively today, game one and game two. We had 4 errors in the first game and 2 errors in the second game, I know for sure. So we got to clean up our defense. So I think defense might be the thing we prioritize here soon.
Simpson, done with the American Rivers Conference. You know how good of a league it is. What do you want to be able to work on in the 2 weeks leading up to the American Rivers Conference Tournament?
Yeah, I think we got to figure out how to win again and, you know, not, you know, play from behind all the time. And that's the hard thing. We just have to pitch better, play better defense, and we have to hit better. All three facets.
I know, what is practice going to look like? I know this team, in the very best of ways, hasn't dealt with this a lot this season.
Yeah.
With a lull at a low point of getting swept on their home field and on senior day. And I'm not trying to bring this up to rag on them, but it is good to feel these feelings in some way, right, on a coach, as long as you can take advantage of it.
Yeah. I hope we can use it in a positive manner because we haven't been swept this year. had an opportunity to win a conference title and couldn't take care of business. So hope it stings a little bit. I know it stings me really badly. We'll get after it, and hopefully they come motivated to practice on Monday.
Thank you very much for joining us, Head Coach Brent Mathias. Storm softball falls 8-5 to Coe in game one, 4-3 in game two. And, Coach, we will see you come conference tournament time.
Gotcha. Thanks so much for all you do supporting Simpson softball and spreading the great message of the game of softball. Thanks, Andrew.
That wraps up the broadcast on. Once again, that was head Simpson softball coach Brent Mathias on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. The Storm were swept by Coe. They now await their fate in the American Rivers Conference standings and need a little bit of help if they want to host the American Rivers Conference tournament. You can find the full interview online at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local sports coverage in the home of the Simpson Storm, KNIA.